We're back on the Mindset Mechanic, the show that every week gives you the tools you can use to make the most of your life. And I am your host and Mindset Mechanic, Julie Rahm. And with me is my co-host, the incomparable Johnny Novice, and Tank the Wonder Dog, who reminds you that you can handle everything if you just remember to shake it off. And it's time now for that part of our program where we honor military families and especially military kids. And I call it Operation Champs, which that stands for Children of Heroes, America's Military Personnel, which sounds a lot better to me than brat, because frankly, I'm sick of being called a Navy brat. And here we go. Tonight we have something really special in store for you because we have on the line with us 14-year-old Gavin Moran calling us from an Army base in Arizona, and he is about to tell us how he copes with all the deployments that his dad goes on and still maintains his positive attitude. So he's had quite an adventure as an Army kid. He was right there in school at Fort Hood during the shooting a couple of years ago. So on top of all the deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan that he's had to survive, he also lived through that Fort Hood experience. So he's got a lot to tell us. And he's got an amazing heart for military families, and especially military kids. He has done a tremendous community service with teddy bears. It made national news, and he's here to tell us about it tonight with his mom, Chrissy. So, Gavin Moran, welcome to the Mindset Mechanic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Gavin, I want to get started right off with the negative. So, tell me, you have lived as an Army kid for 14 years, and what is the worst part of being in a military family?
Watching my dad deploy every time he goes out.
Oh.
And he's been going on TDYs too, so.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? You miss him.
Yeah.
Tell me what you do, because you have a remarkable positive mindset. You are very emotionally resilient, as we say here on the Mindset Mechanic Show. What do you do when your father deploys or has to travel and you're going to miss him? How do you keep yourself positive?
I have this teddy bear that my dad gave me when I was little, and so I hold on to him as a symbol of my father who is gone.
Wow, that's a great idea. And that actually reminds me of your project. You did a project for your bar mitzvah. Is that when you're 12?
Yeah, I started it when I was when I was 12.
Now tell me about that, because everybody, Gavin started a program where he collected teddy bears and then gave them out to children of deployed service people. And you personally handed them out, didn't you, Gavin?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Now, tell me, how did you even get that idea? Was it because of your own teddy bear?
Yes, it was.
Was that like a really big effort? How did you get the word out that you were going to collect teddy bears? Did other people bring them and help donate and everything?
Yeah, we contacted the local news channel and the newspaper, and we just got the word out. And then we asked like hotels and the PX and stuff if they could have a box that was the drop-off sites. And we just got a lot of teddy bears from the community, from both here and in Fort Hood.
Gavin, how many teddy bears did you collect, you know?
Well, I know it's well over 1,000.
Holy cow.
And then how did you get them distributed to the children whose parents were deployed or parent?
We just scheduled with FRGs, family readiness groups. We scheduled with them of a time to distribute to the kids of the families. And they gave us a time and we went over there and we distributed them.
And so the families were all together then when you were giving out the teddy bears?
Yeah, we always distribute the bears before the unit deploys.
What a great idea. Did that program continue even when you were done with it? Or is it pretty much over since you're kind of moved on by now?
Well, it's still kind of going on. We still have people that still want to donate. So
that's so great. That is so inspirational, Gavin. Tell me about that. How did the children respond to you when they got their teddy bears?
They just had a smile on their face, and one of the kids I remember came running towards me and gave me a hug when I did the biggest distribution.
Wow, that must feel so great. to do that for people and know that you're making a lot of children, like over 1,000 children, feel better as their parent has to deploy again. What a wonderful thing you did. You have a very good heart for people, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You care about your fellow military child and how they're doing. You do a lot of work, don't you, to help kids just turn their negative feelings into and emotions into something positive, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about some other ways that you cope with your dad being deployed. Because the Army sends them out a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, really, my family and my friends helped me get through it, too. So usually I just hang out with my friends and my family, and they kind of distract me from it.
We talk about that a lot here on this program, how you can just, when you're having a thought that makes you feel bad, you can think about something else, distract yourself with music or reading or friends or even just thinking about all the things you're grateful for and all the things that are good in your life. That's wonderful. Or taking a walk, playing some kind of ball. And speaking of playing ball, you play a lot of baseball, don't you? You're a great baseball player.
Yes.
And have you found that, you know, I know that one day I'm going to see you playing major league ball because you just finished middle school and graduated and you played on the team and you're already super. So I can imagine you on the infield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So is that a way that you have found as you've moved from base to base that you can get involved quickly and make friends easily?
Yeah. Usually when I play baseball, like if I play for the city and not for the school, I usually make friends that go to my school, so I already know people.
Awesome. And so, Gavin, let me ask you a tough question, because you started this Teddy Bear Project at Fort Hood when you were stationed there, and now your family's in Arizona, and you were born in Fayetteville, so you've done some moving. But when you were at Fort Hood and you were in school on the base there, that was when that awful incident happened where that crazy major went berserk with his gun. And you were in school at that time, weren't you?
Yes. We had just gotten out of school because it was an early release day. Huh. And me and my friends were going over to my house to skate. And they pulled us back in the building and told us to go into the cafeteria. And we didn't know we thought it was assembly. I was like, why are they doing assembly after school? This is ridiculous. We want to go home.
Right.
Somebody's in trouble.
Yeah.
And then you got back into the cafeteria, and what did they say?
They were like, they were trying to get everybody quiet down, and they told us that there was a shooter on base. They just told us straight up that there was a shooter on base.
And that's really the best way to handle it, isn't it? Not to lie about it or try to minimize it, but just tell it how it is.
Yeah, we ended up staying in that cafeteria till 9:30 that night.
Wow. And what time was that they pulled you back in?
About 1:30.
Oh, my gosh. What a long time.
Yeah, it was an early release, so we got to leave early.
But then you came back. And so did they keep you informed? Could you talk to your family or anything?
No, they wouldn't let us use our cell phones. We had to sneak to use our cell phones.
Oh, my goodness, because you did call your dad, didn't you?
Yeah, I called my dad. Like, I went into the corner and I called my dad.
That must have helped. Did that relieve your anxiety a little bit, just to hear his voice?
Yeah, my dad ended up staying right outside the school. They wouldn't let anybody in or out.
Wow. And how did you feel knowing he was outside the school?
Honestly, happy and scared at the same time. I was like, you need to go home.
Yeah, because it didn't seem safe out there. Otherwise, they'd let you out there, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happens a lot, doesn't it? As a military kid, you get a swirl of emotions, you know, happy and scared and happy and sad and, you know, so many mixed emotions a lot of the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that must have been really, really scary, not really knowing what was happening out there and where all your family was.
Really, like, it made me more scared because the shooting was a block from my house.
Oh, my goodness. Just to know that's even possible, because usually living on base, when we lived on a Marine Corps air station, I felt very secure. I thought, my goodness, some person's got a lot of Marines to get through if they're going to come on base and do something bad, you know?
Yeah.
You never think it's going to be one of your own, do you?
Nope.
Ah. So what have you done since then to sort of get past all that scariness and feel okay about it? Because you're talking about it really well right now.
Well, of course, the teddy bear drive has kind of helped me move on from it. And just, like I said before, friends and family.
Yeah.
And great. I think talking about it helped it too.
Yeah, so that you can actually tell how you feel, because you are extremely good at expressing your emotions and calling them what they are. A lot of people have trouble with that, if you can believe that. A lot of adults couldn't be like you and say, I was happy and scared at the same time. And they just, people have a hard time admitting it or speaking it. So that's so healthy. So you've been through quite a lot. Your dad's been deployed. He's been to Afghanistan, hasn't he?
Yes.
And has he been to Iraq too?
Mm-hmm.
And probably other places, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's been gone a lot. And yet here you are, so mature, just so mature. You're really a remarkable and inspirational young man. And I'm just really delighted and honored that you're here with us today.
Thank you.
Because anybody who's listening, we are speaking with Gavin. And Gavin Moran is a really special military kid, as so many are. And you know how my heart is just in love with kids in military families, not just because I was one or because we have some, but just because of how special they are.
Gavin's teddy bear drive made the national news.
Yes, so, it did.
Yeah, I remember hearing it, you know, even out here on the East Coast.
Yep, it really did. It was such an inspirational thing. And you've been to Washington, D.C. to be even honored and recognized, haven't you?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I went out to Washington, D.C. for this program called SAMHSA. And they wanted me to represent, it was a mental health awareness day. They wanted me to represent the military children in mental health awareness day.
Well, they made a good choice in choosing you, because you certainly have that going for you. And you are extremely well adjusted in that way. Is that why they chose you, or was there another reason?
They chose me because I was, because they thought I was very resilient because of my dad deploying and how I coped with it.
Yes. Well, I totally agree with them. They made an excellent choice. Outstanding. So we've talked about some of the hard things about being in a military family. What's great about it?
Getting to experience new places and getting to see the things that not every kid gets to see.
So what's the best thing you've seen so far?
I got to say, the places I've been, like every place I've been, I have a memory there.
Ah, what's your favorite place and your favorite memory of that place?
I have two places, Hawaii.
Ooh.
And here, and in Arizona.
And what did you like about Hawaii?
Being by the beach and hanging out with my friends every day, because we were so close together.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, my friends that I had there I'm still friends with them. We've been lifelong friends.
Isn't that great? So even though you move around, you can still be lifelong friends.
Yeah.
What's the best method you use to stay in touch with your friends?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Facebook has made a big difference in making that easier. Because
yeah,
it's not really very cool for guys to write letters to each other, is it?
No, not really.
It's too slow. It's too slow.
It's too slow. And when I interviewed Shaquille O'Neal for my book, Military Kids Speak, that's what he told me. He said, we started writing letters to each other, but then we stopped because it just wasn't cool. So that is so fun. And then what's your favorite part of Arizona?
The Diamondbacks.
No, I like the Dodgers.
Oh, you like the Dodgers.
Oh, go Dodgers. Woo, yeah, I like the Dodgers too.
I really don't know what my favorite memory is here, because I'm still here. I just hang out with my friends, and I really don't know what to say about Arizona. I just love it here.
Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's okay. You don't have to know why if it just feels good. And you guys are in the middle of those wildfires right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to have to evacuate, are you?
We don't think so, but they're expecting it to come to the mountains by the fort. So
wow.
We don't know yet.
Wow. man, you're just facing one thing after another, a lot of uncertainty going on in your world, and you just handle it with such grace. I'm very impressed. Thank you so much, Gavin Moran, for sharing your story with us and being here to speak with us today. It has been so delightful, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Christy Moran, welcome to Mindset Mechanic.
Hi.
Mom of Gavin.
We just wanted to ask you a couple questions. It's been wonderful having Gavin on the program, and he has just been so insightful. But that doesn't come by accident. I mean, he wasn't just born with this amazing emotional resilience, or was he?
He's always been very, very, very intellectual and giving. He's always had that type of personality where he's always given to everybody. He's just a very caring child. So he's been like that for a long time. That's for sure.
And what have you done as his mom to foster that emotional maturity and resilience where he can just label the emotion he's feeling at the moment? And that is a really great skill.
We're always big participants in the community. So how I was raised is you give back more than you receive a lot of times. I grew up as a military child as well. Nowadays for the children, it's a lot more difficult, because you have multiple deployments and more TDYs and a lot more that the children have to give and sacrifice. So one of the things that Alan and I both wanted to do for our boys is no matter what that the children were going through, we always wanted them to look for positive avenues to get through the emotions that they're experiencing. And in the process, we managed to give back to the community. It worked in a way where we could all work together, not only as a military family, but as community members.
And what a wonderful way. As Gavin said, he can distract himself from the thoughts and emotions sometimes that make you feel bad when your dad's deployed. And by focusing on the community and other people's needs, what a wonderful way to cope with that. And that doesn't come necessarily easily either. So Chrissy, you've had to be willing to devote some time as the mom in all of this too. Because a lot of parents would say, oh, I'm so busy. Great idea, Susie, but I don't have time to do it with you right now or something like that. So it sounds like you've been willing to set aside what you do and just be there to, you know, help execute these great ideas that Gavin has. Is that the case?
Yeah. One of the biggest things that I've learned through the process of being a military spouse is that you really have to refocus. And as hard as it is to go on with whatever your day-to-day routine is when you're in a deployment or when you're on a TDY or whatever it is, whatever your family is experiencing at the time, you have to put aside your personal feelings to help your children and help your family heal and cope with the overall situation. So by me refocusing and getting things back on track with myself, I've been able to help the kids be able to deal with their emotions and look for those positive ways to deal with them.
Chrissy, what is the best thing you do for yourself to keep yourself charged up and energized so that you're ready to be there for your family?
I think you just get in this adrenaline mode where it's basically a lot of us military wives call it our survival mode. And basically it's do what you have to do to get through and survive whatever the events are that are going on in your community and in your unit and in your family at the moment. I think it's just the same type of adrenaline that people have when they're going through a traumatic event in their life, no matter what it is, even in the civilian world. It's that same type of adrenaline that a lot of military spouses feel, and myself included, to kind of just put everything and concentrate on getting your family through whatever event it is successfully, and trying to reach out and use resources that are available, especially those through the military community, I have found has helped our family get through the hard times that we've had. Even right now, we have a wonderful community that's supporting, because right now we're going through the Arizona wildfires, and Fort Huachuca is going through a very hard time right now, and there's a lot of panic and a lot of uneasiness about what to expect. But we find that with the community support and just being there for each other as a community and reaching out to each other, that helps all of the military families get through it. But you have to be willing and ready to reach out for those resources and use them because they are there.
They are indeed. And the military has done much better with that in the last 10 or 20 years. And Chrissy, our time has gone so fast with Gavin and with you, and we appreciate you both being with us today. And boy, we appreciate all you do and who you are when it comes to being advocates for military families, because we share that same heart and we really appreciate what you're doing out there for everybody. And thank you. And thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for the time.